You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. More teens are given the thumbs up for their cell phones. A new study by the University of Michigan and Pew Research Center indicates that 1 in 3 teens sends more than 100 text messages a day. About 54% of teens were daily texters in September 2009, compared with 38% of the teens 18 months earlier in 2008. U of M researcher Scott Campbell, who co-authored the findings and conducted the study's focus groups, said one reason why teens are texting more is the increased availability of affordable, unlimited text messaging plans offered by wireless carriers.
What they're really doing here is maintaining an ongoing conversation with their close friends throughout the day. Text messaging is a lot less like writing in an email and a lot more like just talking to people. So there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of little one-word responses. And so if you think of it as a conversation that they carry out with their close friends throughout the day, it makes a little bit more sense in how these text messages can add up so quickly.
Teens often text their friends, but talk to their parents on cell phones.
Well, text messaging provides teens direct access to their friends virtually anytime, anywhere. And peer interaction is very important at that point in life as they're starting to develop their identity and a sense of who they are that comes out of interaction with others. It also provides them a private back channel so that they can do this with autonomy, sort of under the radar of parental supervision and under the radar of their teachers and other authority figures. So that kind of explains why they're texting so much with their friends. They talk with their parents primarily because their parents are not as used to using text messaging as the teens are. But we are seeing more and more instances where teens text with their parents. And what's interesting about that is it gives the teens a little bit more control over the interaction that they have with their parents. And so they're able to kind of avoid that long conversation and in-depth questioning about what they're doing and who they're with and that kind of thing. One of the most interesting things we found in our focus groups was when we were asking teens about texting and driving. Many of them admitted to doing this, which is what we expected. But what we didn't expect to hear was that their parents are starting to text and drive as well. We got vivid accounts of parents driving with their knees as they're using both hands to text. And so as parents are picking up on this practice, we're starting to see some of the bad habits carry over from one generation to the other.
Campbell said text messaging is another layer of communication for teens.
If you look at trends with other forms of interaction, the only one that's substantially declining over time is use of the landline telephone. So it's not taking away from other ways of communicating, but instead it's kind of providing them with an opportunity to create a new language and pick up new communication skills because of the limitations of text messaging with having only 160 characters. Teens are abbreviating in symbolically meaningful ways, they're using punctuation in meaningful ways, and they're picking up on the nuances of these patterns that they're developing in this new form of language. And I think this is important because it's a type of a new communication competence that teens are picking up.
Should parents be concerned about their teens' increased texting habits?
I'm not sure we should be concerned about the increased usage of texting. Like I said, it's more like a conversation with other people when they have unlimited texting plans. But I think we do need to be sensitive to the fact that they're able to do this so privately. And so it's important for parents to have conversations about who their teens are hanging out with and who they're texting most frequently, because that's an indicator of who their close friends are.
Scott Campbell is an assistant professor of communication studies.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.